Isn't it just so pretty?
Y'all, you need to get the new Taylor Swift album. I'm not a Swiftie, but I am now.
The new
album, Folklore, it is good.
Swiftie sounds like you're just like Jackrabbit fucking everybody.
Give me a Swiftie. I don't know what that is.
Well, no, it's called what is it? There's a word for
I feel like this is the worst version of $25,000 pyramid ever.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiancé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate, let's love.
A hand job. You give someone a wristy.
A wrist. I've never heard. That's a term you've tried to make up.
No, wristy's a real. Come at us if you've heard wristy.
Is it a fast one?
You know who I got that from? My friend Paul. Our friend Paul from Philadelphia.
Oh.
So maybe it's like an East Coast thing. You give a girl. Your girl gives you a wristy.
You're so loud in my ears right now.
Why? I'm not.
It's very loud.
You turned your
ears.
Thing up.
I want to hear me. Not you.
Well,
can't
that
we have a control
work that
for that
way.
Where I can just turn
one
you
day,
down all the way?
One day. One
I'll talk
day.
Over you. But y'all, you got to get this new Taylor Swift album. Like, every good. Song is good.
I haven't listened to it yet, but I've heard it's
good. It's fantastic.
I'm still into Dixie Chicks, which
I know.
Love.
I liked it. I like that album. I like their stuff. I'm not a big fan of their style of country music. I can get into it.
Oh, it's my favorite.
I know. You're a bigger country fan than I am.
I am. That's true. I do think I love, though, I think that in both of them, though, especially the lyrics, the songwriting, the lyrics are so good.
The Taylor Swift stuff
on
is so good.
On the Dixie Chicks.
I'll
boy,
take a listen.
Don't fuck with Natalie Maines.
Oh,
Adrian Pastar is a son of a bitch.
He cheated on her?
Oh, that's what Gaslighter's about. It's about him.
Oh.
It's all about him.
He's so hot, though.
No. He fucked her over.
Oh.
Yeah, don't fuck over Natalie. Y'all.
Remember how hot he
was
on
Heroes?
Heroes?
Remember that show? We were obsessed with Heroes. I mean.
Then what happened? It went crazy.
It was
went
like
off
True
the rails.
Blood. Kind of like this show. It went off the rails.
What are we on?
We're on. This is the. Welcome to 90 Day Gays.
Welcome to Toe.
The Other
welcome
Way.
Welcome to The Other Way. Classic Gatreon.
Season 1, episode
classic.
12.
Baby, come back.
Don't tell me I was wrong, but I just can't live without you.
Doom, doom. That's a song, again, somebody needs
Hall
to make,
Oates.
Maybe, but somebody should make a Spotify playlist called Laundromat Sessions, because you always heard that song in the laundromat.
Someone should make a playlist of the songs of 90 Day. Someone should make a playlist
of... I think
they
did already, didn't... Oh, no, that's your gay mix.
Yeah.
Boy, they really would have to. We really need, like, someone told me, one of my podcast
that's useless.
Friends.
No one gives a shit. Why did I say that?
Well, what
Who
actually,
cares?
One of my podcast friends said, you know, you really should make, like, a directory or a synopsis of every episode.
Fuck
and,
off.
I'm like, we don't have time to do that.
That would be, like, just a synopsis of our episodes would be, like, and then they talked about pubes for about 20
but
minutes.
Imagine if we had a synopsis that said they talked about this, but it was more like, this is the episode where Maddie told the Grandma Hazel story
yeah.
in the tornado.
There's
or
no...
this is the episode where Poodle told the Christmas story about, what's his name, Jenkins? Jeezy?
What?
The guy with that Christmas done come and gone?
Oh, Junior.
Junior. Talk yeah. about Junior. So, we would, y'all, if there's like 10 sissies that want to do that, come
it would
at
be
us.
Like string art. trying to like diagram where the
this
show
episode's
went.
Episode's about this. This episode's about that. Anyway.
Y'all, no one should have to do that.
But every once in a while, this is squad. They're like, do y'all remember what episode Matt talked about? Our poodle talked about
some
fucking
like
the defensive line.
Some like beautiful mind sissy will go, it was episode 74.
If you have everything memorized, let us know.
Some Wapner, some Dustin Hoffman Rain Man sissy will say, that was season 2, episode 8.
Episode 8.
Right after someone burped.
Y'all, thank you for supporting us on our Gatreon. We appreciate you so much.
Ooh.
We're giving you hot tea right now that you're hearing it first.
I like it how I don't know what this is either.
Robert and Annie had their baby.
Oh, yeah.
They had their little girl, and they named
Brenda.
Her Brenda.
That's the name of your ex-stepmom.
Yeah, everybody's coming out. They're like, is that the stepmom that you came out
Brenda.
To her? And she asked,
is that a new phone?
Is that a new phone, man?
I said, yes, it was her. Another one said, is that the one that divorced your dad and your Aunt Peggy and Aunt Darla ran her off? And we still haven't heard that story. And I said, yes, that's her. And then I said, I just found out today that she's in the hospital with pneumonia, and she had a fall.
Oh.
It's a Southern story.
Send prayers. Send is she a good person?
I think she is. You know, I think Brenda was, honestly, a simple person.
Yeah.
Probably not the most intelligent person in the world.
No.
I'll be honest. I think my father probably took advantage of her.
Oh,
y'all,
wow.
My dad is a good dad. Not a great husband.
Terrible partner.
Not a good husband. So, you know.
Is this the when? Didn't he date her daughter for a while?
We don't talk about that.
Sorry.
I'm going to have to edit that out now. Wow.
Sorry, I forget there's sons. That's home talk.
Yeah, that's home talk. Yeah. I got to remember. You know what I'm going to start doing, by the way? I'm going to start writing a time code for shit I need to edit.
The problem, y'all, I keep forgetting. I never understood home talk because my mother would say, why do you talk about things like that?
You did. You did.
Yeah.
And you still do, actually.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Especially when you first meet Jake, he wants to talk about everything inappropriate.
Yeah, I have to test out how you're gonna respond to things that I say.
I get that.
I need to know how far I can go with you.
It's a safety thing. I get it.
And I need to know
and who you'll like.
Yeah,
and if it's a straight guy who laughs at you, then you think you might be able to suck his dick.
Yes. Not gonna lie, that's part of it.
By the way, shout out to is it Tessa? Shout out to Tessa.
Talking about non-straight guys.
Oh, my God. Shout out to, Tessa Baca. Tessa Baca on our Facebook group.
How do you spell
group.
That surname?
B-A-C-A.
That's pretty correct.
Yeah. Shout out to Tessa. And also shout out to, who else was it? There was somebody else. I want to get them both. On our Instagram, shout out to Tessa. And then shout out to...
Riveting.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to get it. Just trying to get her a shout out to Yelena. On Instagram. You all came at us with Danny.
You two detectives Miguel's brother from Smothered.
Ooh, y'all, and they posted his Instagram and he is hot and gay and
we
shirtless.
Said gay and of course he is.
Y'all, 90 Day Gays followed him. So if you if you follow us on Instagram, you can search for him.
I like he can't, as soon as he came on the screen, I went gay jeans. Smells like homosexual.
He's hot. He is, and y'all, it's huge.
It's big. Both him
as
and his
as we say
brother.
Back home, it's not huge, it's huge. Come at me if your family doesn't say H's.
Huge. That's
my
like
dad
Trump.
Was like, Mike, we got to go down to Houston.
It's weird.
It's weird. Anyway, any other announcements?
We just have to say, this is, you guys, our Love After Lockup, our Lalu, Patreon, at the $8 level has been taking off.
It kind of has. I'm shocked.
If you, we're having a blast doing it.
We are.
Last week was the last one you're going to get on the free podcast.
Yeah,
so if you want Lalu, you got to la up.
it's you got a lot. But yeah, thank you for saying that because a lot of people probably think, oh, I'm just getting it for
so
free.
If
no.
If you're like the $5 Patreon, you will not get Lalu. You could just pay another $3. Per month, and you could get Lalu, you get Lindsay, you get Scott,
yep,
you get that strange man John.
It's true. We even have some of the comments that we found out a couple of things. First of all, Scott is actually allergic, and he ate something that made him allergic before the
shoot. Is that it?
But it looked like he had his lips. That's what happened. He said it calms down. He made a post, social media post about it.
The fact that he had to go on social media and talk about his red lips.
It's true. And then also, we talked about iPhones, and people came at you and said iPhones were very secure.
I still preferred the fact that he sucked the Kool-Aid man's dick.
It's true. Although one sissy said, I learned that iPhones and lube don't mesh well. Learned that hard way. Anyway, y'all are coming in the comments. Lynn Hollingsworth said, hashtag remember Plato's Closet. I loved them. So anyway.
Are they still around? Probably.
Yeah, they're still around. So anyway.
Hopefully Plato's Closet makes it through COVID.
Hopefully. Devil's Cabana Boy in our Patreon said, true story, Elizabeth Smart used to be a member of the Crips, but they kicked her out because she did not know the difference between meth and crack. I don't think that's true.
That is a mashup of your previous failings.
That's true. Anyway, so, and then Mary Gibbons says, I miss my lavender blackberry. Oh, simple times.
I miss my rice phone.
We're having a good time. So, also to y'all, we're going to put a My Curious episode out early. It's going to be out on Friday. It's going to be Indian matchmaking. Because y'all are thirsty as fuck and begged us.
We have received so much mail about this.
The most that we've ever received for a My Curious. Because y'all came after us about Love is Blind.
Yeah.
And then Tiger Queens.
Yeah, Tiger King.
But nothing like this.
Yeah, you guys have come for us for this.
We're not going to do the whole show.
We did two episodes.
Yeah, Darcy and Stacey.
We have Darcy and Stacey coming up.
And we're doing that on the free one. But two Indian matchmakings are coming. So there you go.
I think that's it.
I did see on Indian matchmaking that Pradyuman, he put a post that he's just picky. He's not gay.
So a lot of people did think he was.
So, but he said,
"That's what
I
said for my first 20 years."
Yeah, I said that too.
And strangely enough, I'm still picky, and I'm gay.
Yeah, it's true. I'd be like, she is really beautiful. I just wish, you know, her chest wasn't so smooth, and her boobs were kind of smaller, and she had a dick.
Yeah, we're not saying he's gay. We are.
Yeah, we are.
But like Mother Poodle said, if he ain't gay, he's missing a good chance.
That's true. That's true.
Anyway, let's start off the show. This is Baby Come Back, as we said
before.
Baby
Come Back.
We start off with some meow.
Oh, boy. Okay. So Submit has left Jenny, and she is, we open on Jenny is just trying to get a ride on
it's
a rickshaw.
Jenny's big adventure. It's like that music. Like Home Alone music.
It's the newest Pixar movie of Jenny the chicken trying to get her. And they're just
a chicken survive on the streets of India?
You know, in fact, we're just going to jump into it. We're going to do a 90-day theater right now. Poodle's going to be playing the role of Jenny.
Oh,
and I'm going to be playing the role of rickshaws.
Okay.
All right.
Whoa. What do I stop? How do I? Wait. Hey. How do I get one of these places to stop? Wait. Well, why won't they stop for me? What's wrong with these people?
You laid an egg.
Well, don't you leave me.
And scene.
That's basically
don't
what happened.
You leave me. Don't you leave me.
Don't you leave me.
It was like, y'all, she's trying to talk to people on the street.
In English. She's like, how do you get them to stop?
And they're like.
They're like, why is this white woman yelling? Why is this chicken with blue eyes screaming at me?
Can I ask you a dumb American question?
Yeah.
Won't be the last time.
I just expected at this point.
What language do they speak in? What's the predominant language?
They speak a lot of languages.
Do you know? Or I don't know. We can ask Siri if you want.
It is...
Hey, Siri, what language do they speak
Bengali?
In India?
They speak some Bengali.
Here are some results I found. English.
Oh. English. Hindi.
Hindi, yeah.
Hindi, Bengali.
Bengali. Punjab.
What? Why is it? Stop talking to me, Siri.
But there are a lot of Indians who do speak English because of their former British colony.
Former British colony.
So, but there are some. I don't think where Sumit is, like a place like if you're in like Mumbai or Delhi,
they're gonna have English speaking more.
The people, yeah, bigger cities, I assume, because everyone on Indian matchmaking spoke English.
That's true. They did.
And I love it how they would kind of integrate probably Hindi words in an English sentence. I love that. It's like their own version of Spanglish.
Spanglish, but something else. Are we recording?
Okay, so yeah, Hindi, Bengali. I think they're all pretty related. Some Indian sits there, you're going to say, nope, wrong.
You know, I have to say.
I don't know a lot about that part of the world.
I've never had that much of a desire to go. I mean, not a desire, but after seeing Indian matchmaking, I kind of want to go to India. I think it'd be fun.
I would like to go, but I would like the Patricia Altschul version of India from Southern Charm.
Jesus.
Where it looks like she went to like a really nice hotel and... like they covered her like car so she wouldn't see anything offensive.
Wow.
Well, like the hardest thing about India, you guys, well, I think even in China you saw this, is just the poverty. Like it's hard. Like,
yeah.
Parts of you'll see, you know, like you'll drive by a really nice house and just see someone in abject poverty.
That was hard when I that was hard for me. Like when you would go, you know, you go to Mexico to some of those resorts that are inside,
and like right outside,
and then you go to take a tour and
poverty.
You see literally people with no toilets.
Yeah,
and that's, I just can't drive by that. I think about it like all day.
That's what bothers me.
And then I forget about it. But no, yeah.
Then you see a hot guy and you're like, whoa,
whoa. All right. So anyway, y'all. So
she goes,
it really is. How long was Jimmy going to know that she was moving to India?
A year, maybe.
Again, I'm just going to say what we always say. Couldn't she try to learn some of the language?
She could have. I think more importantly is that she doesn't understand that she can't get a job without a fucking work visa.
She doesn't understand, period.
Yeah.
This scene with her going to look for a job.
It's very frustrating.
It literally, y'all, we watched it, but we were talking over it during the watch and chat. Come at us on our watch and chats, or our watch alongs.
We have fun there.
We do have a lot of fun. Christina edits them 30 minutes for your pleasure.
30 minutes and you're out.
30 minutes and you're out. It's almost as long as Poodle's Fuck Boys.
No, that's twice as long.
Y'all, Poodle likes to get
that's
it done.
That's like a 30 minutes is longer than a session of Piano Cat 77.
That's true. Unless someone pays extra.
Yeah.
That's true. But
Bitcoin is preferred. Ding, 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 ding. It's like coins in Super Mario Brothers. But ding, ding,
do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
Look, it's a turtle shell.
He got the flag or the fag. Anyway, she goes in to talk to him and literally
she goes, speak English?
She's speaking.
No.
And he's just saying whatever he's saying.
Yeah, Indian phrases.
Let's say he's saying Bengali or whatever for this purpose. He's just going, Bengali, 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 Bengali.
She's like,
she's going,
job? Understand job?
Job? Job? Job? And he's like, Bengali, Bengali, Bengali. Okay, no job. Bengali,
she goes,
Bengali,
okay,
Bengali,
you
Bengali.
Much.
Bengali. Okay, thank you.
I like that too. Well, thank you. You'll see me again.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, fuck.
And then she walked away and said, I guess I can't get a job. And I'm like, how do you know?
That is the central tenet of 90 Days Fiancé, is that you go to another country and you can't get a work visa until you marry the other person, until you become it. It's part of the concept.
Wouldn't you too, if you knew you were moving to another country and you couldn't work for 6 months to a year?
Save money?
Yeah. Wouldn't you save money?
Gawk! I've spent it all on chicken feed.
Although, as long as there's an internet connection, Piano Cat can work every night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bitcoin preferred, y'all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. There's always a job with the internet. Remember that.
It's true. So, anyways.
People, if you're broke during COVID, think about Chatterbait.
Yeah, do what you need to do.
Do what you need to do.
Get yourself like a Green Arrow mask.
Just don't show your face. Or like you don't want your babysitter seeing you.
If you're a lady and you want to look like kind of sensuous, as my mother would say, get yourself a Catwoman mask.
Ooh, that's nice.
Not the newest one with Anne Hathaway.
No, that was the Michelle Pfeiffer one.
That was a shitty Catwoman costume, if you ask me. Anyway, okay. So Jimmy comes back home, and then Sumit comes, and later on, he's like, "I just missed her. I decided to come visit her." Well, no, he has a few hours.
Don't forget she went out in the...
I forgot about that. I did.
She went out, you guys, at night.
At night.
And it looks a little sketch where she is. She's going to talk to her daughter, Christina, at an internet cafe, or she says, a cyber cafe.
A cyber cafe.
I think the word cyber went out in 1999.
Now, I will say the outfits...
my cyber friend.
The outfits that Jenny is wearing are really pretty. She picked out really pretty outfits.
She's chosen really traditional...
And they're good colors for her.
Makeup's still bad, though.
That lipstick.
Yeah, it's still
so
bad.
Dark.
Anyway, so she's talking to Christina.
Uh-huh.
She's like, oh, I missed you so much. I miss my chicks. And so she's like saying, yo, Smith's left me alone. And so Christina's like, what?
He left you alone? She's like, yeah, well, he had to go back and work, and I don't know what's going to happen. And
way to make your daughter feel better.
I'm running around like with the chicken with my head cut off, and you know, I get scared of that. And she's like, Mom, what the fuck? And then she's kind of like,
yeah, I got to go work.
I got to go to work.
Later. Deuces.
Deuces.
Yep. Mom, see you later. Have a good time going home in the dark.
Text me when you get home.
Exactly. Or not.
And I'll check on my break. So or not. It doesn't have to be soon. Like in 5 hours. Anyway.
Hope to see you Christmas.
So then we get the visit from Sumit.
I will say, in this internet cafe, the computer she's using has like binder clips on the side. To keep something up.
It reminded me of your computers. Because, y'all, you actually did have your old Mac clipped together so it wouldn't fall apart.
Yeah, the screen was falling off.
Y'all, and then the Dell computer he had before that.
Oh, the Dell. Oh.
Y'all.
God, that computer ran on two chipmunks just running in a circle and around it.
Remember when you ordered a Dell from Austin, Texas, and you were excited? I'll never forget.
I think I spent $500 on that laptop.
I remember when I'll never again and never forget.
Yeah. That was ridiculous.
Anyway, so does Dell even still make computers? I guess they do.
I think they're making bombs now.
Really?
I said that. They're an arms company.
Yeah, yeah.
They said munitions is much more profitable.
Great. Great.
Anyway, you guys. So Smith gets a little time off from good behavior from visiting his parents in their palatial
estate. It's not that long. It's just a few hours. He's come here and he decided to go get it. Of course.
He gets a haircut and shave on the street.
Because we can't do this on our own fucking time.
They always have to be doing something.
They do.
It's almost
like a reality show thing. They
spin a wheel, you guys. Like, are we going to go to the market?
That is a reality show thing.
It is.
You can't just sit and talk.
You can't just sit in a room. Although, yeah. Paul and Karini do a good job of doing that.
They fill the space. They fill the space. That's true.
It's just every scene with Paul and Karini, you guys, when they're in Ton of Cheese, it's just like sitting around that house.
Y'all, and just wait for them because they deliver this episode.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. So, anyway, so Sumit comes, and okay. You can tell me I cannot say, but I feel like at this point in this episode, I don't know, maybe a lot of people have it, but I feel like most people have seen this.
We know what happens.
I feel like we can't not talk about Sumit's lie in this episode because it's so gross knowing what we know now.
I had not seen this episode.
I had not either.
Since we knew what happened.
It.
You guys, so if
it actually turned me, Ashwini, you're welcome. this completely was the 180 I needed to now despise Smith.
You know, it's really interesting watching him this season, knowing what I know now. It's I'm like, he's kind of ruined for me.
Y'all, okay. So we're going to...
If you don't know what happens at the end of season one of The Other Way, you guys...
Come back 30 seconds later.
Come back 30 seconds.
We're
going to
say it right now. Y'all...
She basically says, I feel like I'm a mistress. I feel like I'm your sidekick. She meant side piece, but she said sidekick.
Because
I feel like I'm sidekick. Because she's married.
He's married.
She is his mistress.
It's an arranged marriage, and he's stuck in this marriage, and he's lying to Jenny.
And he's like saying, it really hurt me that she said that she was being my mistress.
It's true. Okay. So we're back. If you're
coming back,
we've given away the big spoiler. The spoiler. Although I think you all knew. But... if you know the spoiler, it is disgusting what he is doing to her and how he is treating her.
And she's like, I can't believe a blonde, blue-eyed woman went out at night. And it was a little sketch, but...
It was, but she was like, well, if you're just going to leave me here, I'm going to go out and...
Then she threatens it. She's like, I'll show you. I'm going to go out at night and get myself killed.
She really is... what is that hen's name? The one...
Little Red Hen?
Not Little Red. There was a story... there's a story about a chicken. I can't remember.
I'm looking at you with blank eyes. What happened in that story?
I don't remember.
Again,
hey Siri, why is my panoramic camera on?
The worst version of $25,000 pyramid ever.
Hey Siri, what's that children's story about a chicken?
There's like 11 of them.
What's the children's story about a chicken?
I feel sorry for your Siri.
Maybe it is the Little Red Hen.
It's the Little Red Hen who bakes the... Or no, Chicken Little. Chicken Little says the sky is falling.
It feels like Chicken Little. It does feel like Chicken Little. That's it.
And then the sad thing is no one believes Chicken Little when the sky does fall. Is that really how it works?
I guess so.
That's a dark ending for that fairy tale.
Must be a Southern story.
What happens at the end of Chicken Little?
It's like the boy who cried wolf. Same fable or same moral in that, right?
Or maybe it's that... Maybe it's that stay... Don't freak the fuck out. Maybe that's the moral of that. I need to go back and read that.
I think that moral was don't lie. Don't lie about...
But
yeah,
Chicken Little did think the sky was falling. Maybe she didn't. Maybe she was a fucking liar.
Yeah, Chicken Little was lying about the sky is falling.
Oh, she just wanted attention?
Yeah.
I don't know if we're butchering this or not.
We probably are. But it makes me feel like we should have children's stories. I just know that I felt
very, very... proud when I read The Little Red Hen and
I don't remember that one.
The Little Red Hen is a fairy tale about cruelty.
It is?
You know, here's the thing. Little Red Hen said, I'm going to make some bread. Mr. Fox, would you like to help me pull some wheat? No, I don't want some. I don't want to help you. They're all lazy. And then she's like, and they're like, Mr. Toad or whatever, or Mr. Everybody in the farm, they're like, would you help me like to grind the wheat? Would you help me make the bread? No one wanted to help her do anything. And at the very end, she's got bread there, and they're all like, oh, my God, can I have some of your wonderful bread, Little Red Hen? She's like, fuck off. None of you helped me a damn bit. I'm going to eat this fucking bread myself. I don't care. If I eat every single crumb, you're going to watch me do it.
And did they starve?
Yes.
And
they,
die?
I don't know if they starved. But the
wow,
it's kind of the opposite of the Bible. It says share, even though people have wronged you.
Uh-huh.
You keep what's yours.
I think you're the Little Red Hen.
I've always felt a great satisfaction in whenever no one would help me, and then they want something. I'm like, I feel like a Little Red Hen here.
Maybe that's what we do with our animation. It's called Little Poodles Nursery Rhymes, and it's just you doing nursery rhymes.
And it's just me saying, and then she's like, fuck you.
Fuck you.
If someone can do animation.
We've had somebody email
us. It's like Little Poodle just opening a book.
Y'all, somebody emailed us about animation. The problem is we can't pay for that. That's expensive. I've produced animation before. It's not cheap.
It's not. That's a great idea. I could really, you know, fairy tales really teach us quite a lot.
I mean, literally, it's like our last cabaret was called Fairy Tales.
Yeah, you don't have to make it spelled the same way.
We're fairies.
Anyway, so we wind up, it ends with
It really just ends with her saying, what the fuck?
I don't want to be someone's mistress.
Yeah, I don't want to be a mistress. Oh, you put me in an apartment and you just don't tell anybody. It really hurts. Anyway.
Yep.
And then, again, the context this provides, let's move on to Devin and Jihoon. Boy.
So,
This week's episode.
This is so interesting because it makes me really sad that this actually really touched me. That he's there, like, he can't be there. He's crying his eyes out watching Devin give birth to their
child. It was a beautiful moment seeing his whole family, like his mom.
And his mom, his mom cups her mouth over her face.
Even the father is touched.
And the father's like, the mother's like, time for the unveiling.
Unveiling. So, y'all, the deal is...
I'd also like to say that Devin's father looks like he's my age.
He does. He really does. So
very disturbing.
It's the morning of the C-section. Jihoon is going to do a video call. Cause
at 10:30 at night.
He couldn't be there because the baby's coming early. And even Devin says, if there was anything that went wrong, I wish Jihoon could be here to help. And I'm like... He wouldn't help if
useless.
He was there. He was useless.
Y'all, Jihoon is good for two things. Putting babies in women.
Yep.
And cracking a good joke and making us laugh.
That's true.
That is it.
And
he doesn't have a lot
of
skills.
I'm going to go on a venture here and say video games.
Yeah. He is good at those.
He's good at video games.
And watching American movies.
Yes, it's true. So, Jihoon is very nervous and he's worried about... And so... And then Alicia, she's Devin's mom. She's wearing a camera on her head, and she's really. So they're in the.
She's like, they're literally cutting you open, honey.
They're cutting her open. Be scared for her.
They're.
That's literally what she says. Yeah. Be scared for her.
She's this so is, awful.
This is worrisome. You should freak out now.
She does say that. Now they're going. Now they've already put a needle in her spine.
This is when she could die. Right here.
Yeah, she's saying shit like that.
She's horrible. And so then the baby comes, and like we said, it was really, really sweet.
And the parents go, Dayang! And it's so beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
I love his parents. I know they get some flack by
his mother was salty this last episode. But I
love them.
I think her mother doesn't fully understand everything. And I think her mother, like I said on her episode, y'all, especially coming from Eastern culture, like
they keep it so real.
They keep it real, but also what Jihoon is doing is very shameful to them as parents,
yes,
and they take
very
it personally. So it's
especially the mom.
It's so I think she probably is going to lash out some at Devin because she can at Jihoon. But here's the deal: this is where it moved you to. It broke my heart with Jihoon saying, "It breaks my heart. I couldn't see this."
Yeah.
I'm a bad father.
And I'm
going to
remember for the rest of my life.
And then I thought, but if you have that feeling, then use that feeling to change your life for the better.
Well, the problem is shame doesn't allow you to do that.
And that's literally what I was going to say. It's,
shame makes it worse.
There's a really great, you can talk a lot. Brené Brown talks a lot about shame. There's also a guy, Bradshaw, wrote a book called Healing the Shame That Binds You, because shame is not a bad thing, but then it becomes like toxic shame. And toxic
so
shame
you become
binds
kind
you.
Of paralyzed.
And that is, that. I really saw it clearly here. What we see now, Jihoon is bound in his own shame cycle.
This
he can't get out of it.
This moment, you guys, about letting her down is basically influencing their whole story now.
Devin, she's in the shame cycle too, in that she keeps shaming him and she doesn't know any other way to get through to him.
Yep. And the thing about y'all, a lot of especially some, and I can say this for Japanese culture because I know Japanese people. Ooh. Shame is currency. They supposedly you can get what you want from shaming your kids, and shame is you brought this on the family.
Well, a lot of societal things.
Yeah.
We shame someone if they kill someone. We shame someone if they don't drive correctly. We're shaming people if they're not wearing a mask, which we're finding is not the best way to get through to people.
You mean shaming people, not wearing masks.
To shame them.
Just checking.
No, wear a fucking mask.
All right, just checking.
Yeah.
You said that a little convolutedly, of just making sure.
So anyway, I'm glad that you saw that, because really, it kind of, really, after this moment, I went, I understand Jihoon, and I know what his problem is.
Me too.
Is.
I
And it was sad.
Seeing this again made me sad. But now, because I could saw this moment is what made what we're seeing on season two of The Other Way, that made all this possible. Yeah.
Because
he thinks now, whatever he does, and he's afraid of doing it because he's still going to fuck everything up.
The guilt of not being there for his childbirth
informs
that he'll always be a shitty dad.
Right, yeah.
Because even later on, when I skipped. I actually typed the wrong space in my notes. So my next line is, Jenny's going stir crazy and cacoing. And so I've just imagined Jenny running in the room while they're having a baby saying, I'm trying to get a rickshaw.
They're cutting that lady open.
Why am I in Korea? What happened?
I'm not giving you any of my bread.
But okay, so
that's a good idea. I want to tell fairy tales.
Fairy tales.
The three Billy Goats Gruff.
Little Poodles fairy tales. But they can't fuck. It's kid stories.
I know, but I can say curse words.
Your kids need to know curse words. It's fine. Just tell them not to say them, but they should know they're there.
I knew them all.
I knew them all.
Even though my mother tried not to say them. She said a lot.
She said, my dad said a lot. And my mom said the first cuss word I said, I was, we had a little cabinet. I was in the cabinet trying to get a Dr. Pepper without my mom looking because she said I couldn't have any. I was like 5.
Yeah.
And I was pulling out Dr. Pepper and it fell on the floor. And my mom heard me say, damn it. Which still kind of is my, do you feel like we go back to that first curse word we said?
Yeah, mine is shit.
And then was that your first one you said as a kid? Mm-hmm. What'd you do? What did you?
Please
tell me
shit.
This is a good story and you embarrassed the hell out of your mother.
I don't really remember. My mom said, "What did you say?" And I said shit. I think I said something like that. And mom's like, "No, that's for." I said, "She's like, you, that's bad words. Don't say bad words." And I said, "But you and Dad say it."
And you were like
and
3.
She went, "Well, we're adults, yeah, something like that." She's like, yeah, but I don't say it a lot.
It was probably hard for them too, because you and I were quick talkers.
Yeah,
we talked early, but we didn't understand things.
Yeah, and my mom said, "Don't you say that again." She's like, "Especially in front of people, because that would be worse." But now
you wonder why Poodle always thinks about what people's perception. You were just, it was ingrained.
I was like 3 or 4.
Such a young age. Wow.
You know what it was? I had dropped, I think, a bunch of marbles on the floor or something fell out of it and I went, shit, or something like that. And my mom said, "What'd you say?" Even though she knew what I said, it was just to shame me. Where were we?
We were talking about
shame.
So it's 2 weeks after the birth. Ji-hoon shows up. He gets to see his son. And again, his first thing he says to her is, as he's holding this baby that broke my heart,
I'm bad father, yeah.
I'm a bad father. I mean,
which is, in a way, I feel like a lot of people say that, and it's saying, no, you're not. But for him, I feel like he's having to say that because he's trying to reassure her or trying to figure out what the barometer is between those two. I
don't know if it's honestly that deep. I think it's kind of what you said earlier. I think, y'all, it's for a lot of people say, well, if someone knows, like if an addict knows a problem and they feel bad, they should be able to fix it.
No.
But that's the deal with shame.
It's emotional.
When you feel so shitty about yourself as a person and you think that you're trash, it's hard for you to get the self-motivation only comes when you have a feeling of worthiness.
Right.
And a feeling of, you know this a lot from like teaching and from coaching, like if someone doesn't feel like they're worth the change, they won't make the change.
Yeah.
And Ji-hoon doesn't feel worth it.
And I think, too, a lot of people get down on themselves. Like, I don't know why I can't eat healthy. Or I don't know why I can't. I have all this time. I don't know why I can't. It's because there's something preventing you. You either don't feel worthy about something or you feel let down about yourself.
Mm.
So that's not allowing you. So change your thinking before you change your situation.
For sure. For sure.
Now, that is some. I just dropped a bunch of truth on y'all.
It's
Listen
true.
To that shit.
It's true.
Anyway,
we get so conditioned to feeling bad. It feels weird to feel good.
Yeah,
Anyway, unless you're Poodle, he'll tittle himself and feel good anywhere. You know what? Me too. Allie.
Let's be honest.
Bar mitzvah. Wherever. Anyway, y'all, so...
Your mother's christening.
Yep, exactly. So it is sweet when he holds the baby. And then Devin says, do you want to change the diaper? And then we get, oh, hashtag classic Jihoon.
Hashtag. He's like, anus?
Anus?
Anus? He's like, butt.
But. And she's like, yes, but. And then he's like, oh, he has big balls.
Big balls.
He's my son. Oh. So apparently Jihoon has huge nuts, y'all. Which apparently he does because... He impregnates women on the
first
try.
Sperm.
It's like, boom.
Anyway, I have such a soft spot for him. I know he's a loser. There's but just something about him.
But he has a good heart.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he means to fuck Devin over.
No.
You don't want to actually worry about
it. I don't like her. There's something about her I've never liked.
Yeah. The more I feel sorry for her in some ways, and then I think she's trying to get away from her family and lead a new life. But again, what she said, the way she sometimes has treated other people on social media.
I like her, like, dressed like Madonna from the Frozen video that she had on, and the makeup.
Yes, yes.
Her, like, post-vampire
when
getting birth
dressed. I think
she's
the problem
got
with,
some questionable beauty work.
I think the thing with Devin is she is not... she is not empathetic at all. It's very difficult for her to see other people's
side. I feel like she wasn't raised with it.
Exactly.
And I feel
like...
Really?
You don't think Alicia's empathetic? Really?
And I feel like she's that same tribal, kind of trashy... they're from Utah. They're Mormons, but they're not like
if I'm not getting mine, then you shouldn't get yours.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's gross.
It's very much like it's all scarcity. You have to fight for whatever you have.
And yeah, even if you have to take away from someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that
comes out of scarcity and being poor.
Yeah, and it goes. And I don't know if they're really poor, but she
but
was
the feeling of it. Yeah.
Devin was brought up that way.
Yeah, she was brought up that way. And y'all, Alicia's had a past.
Ugh.
You can't.
Boy, she's one of the worst. She's awful
she's
on this season.
Y'all,
she's
like
awful.
She's cuckoo, like beyond cuckoo.
Yeah, don't even Google her on social media, y'all.
She like has a weird YouTube channel with aliens.
She's all about conspiracy shit.
She's crazy.
You don't want to do it. You think, oh, I want to find out what she likes.
No,
trust
you don't.
The less said, the better.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Should we journey on to South Africa?
South Africa. South Africa.
South Africa.
Don't roll your R's.
South Africa.
So they're looking for, Tiffany and Ronald are looking for an apartment.
Yes.
House Hunters, South Africa edition.
We always have one. Always have one.
Tiffany and Ronald are looking
Tiffany
for
and
a,
Ronald.
Are looking for a place that their son, Daniel, won't be shot in.
What are your three things you have to have for this home?
We're looking for burglar bars.
We're looking for
an electrified fence.
We're also looking for a cannon to ward people away. Wow. Wow. So probably one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in 90 Day Fiancé history, and you and I like laughed, spit out our drinks in the watch along to this, was Tiffany's like, we've been married 1 week, and you know, I know it's crazy, but I think we should have a baby
now. I think we should have a baby.
Because I know it's crazy falling in love with an ex-gambling addict, so why not have a baby? Let's digest that sentence.
I feel like once she goes to a certain point, there's almost a thing about why not? She's kind of free from all
she's
crazy.
Like, I've already done coke off your dick.
Yeah.
You might as well raw dog me.
Exactly.
It's
to that point.
By the way, people are asking me to do baby girl Lisa in cameos. I can barely do her anymore.
Because she's so awful?
No. I do the voice and I just start hacking coffee.
Oh, you're like, no, I have no problems morally.
Oh, no, yeah. She's horrible, but I can't.
She has that song called I'm Boss.
Uh-huh.
And there's not even her speech. She only says it one time, I'm Boss, at the beginning. Then other people sing
other
the song.
People, yeah. Also,
she's disgusting.
Soulja Boy, Usman put out a statement.
They are no longer together.
They are donezo.
And he is not a gay, as he says, although he is okay with gay people. Thank you.
Thank you
for saying that.
Actually, well, I think that was actually really great where he comes from to say that.
I guess.
She's just making up shit.
I always just like it when someone says they're okay with gay people.
It's like,
I'm okay with genital warts.
I'm okay with black people.
I know.
I'm fine with
they
people
don't bother
that,
me.
You know, I'm fine with people who have Down syndrome.
As long
That's
as they
not
look,
good
as long
to
as
say.
They look the other way, it's
yeah,
fine.
Not good to say. As long
yeah,
as
change
wearing,
that language, you guys. When you're saying, "Oh, I'm okay with gay people,"
I think it's some people don't know any better. That
I get
they think
you.
It's
I
good
get
to
you.
Say that.
I get you, but it's just that language, you guys. So if you have like relatives, I know none of you probably who are listening now because you're listening to a podcast called 90 Day Gays. But if you've got relatives who say, "Oh yeah, I'm fine with gay people," say, you know. Maybe change your language.
You could
say
things like, I support the LGBT community, but yeah. I am not gay.
Or,
and that's okay.
You know, I'm for like whatever you want to do.
I'm for whatever you want to do, but sucking dick ain't my way.
Yeah.
You can go your own way, even if you aren't gay. Anyway, y'all.
So they're seeing this apartment in a kind of these two women who are basically saying,
"Okay, these realtors, this is like Connie and Ted."
It's two women, but that's
know,
okay.
But the one
let's
with short
say,
hair
let's
is
say
Ted.
There's one, the woman with short Teddy.
Teddy,
yeah.
Connie and Ted's is actually a good restaurant.
I
in WeHo.
Love that.
It's
place.
Very overpriced,
it
but
is
it's good.
So overpriced.
It's so overpriced. They're probably gonna close.
It's a good clam chowder.
They're
though.
Really good seafood.
Oh.
I wonder if you
it
can
is
get
so. I y'all, it's a problem, Los Angeles. Restaurants that are like nice restaurants are so overpriced.
They really
I'm
are.
I'm not going to go on this tangent. I'm sorry.
Wow. Anyway,
I were paying like $50
God,
there though.
I'm sorry.
For one for myself.
I'm
and
sorry.
And I was livid. I was blivid.
Blivid. So see, somebody could put in the sissy squad. So when they told the Blivet story, they could put what episode that was. Anyway, so Connie and Teddy, they're like, so what are you looking for? What are you looking for, South Africa?
What are you
Africa?
Looking for in South Africa?
And Ronald says, so I actually think this is good. He's going to work at the Wellness Center.
He makes, but he's only going to make like the equivalent of $500 to $700
a month.
And they're like, oh,
she's
well,
like,
that
oh.
will not be in a good area.
It's not going to be a good area.
They just lay it out there. Oh, you're going to be in a shithole.
And Connie says, like, I'm not saying South Africa is not safe, but security is a big concern.
It's the most important thing.
I want to go back and do say, just as someone with experience working in addiction, that actually makes me feel good that Ronald wants to work
yeah,
at the Wellness Center.
It's going
to
remind him.
Because a lot of people that really beat addiction
keep him on the straight
are
and narrow.
Working in it. And
yep.
like, yes. And seeing how bad other people's lives are.
I think also once you have beaten addiction or something like that, you have a need to help others.
Yes.
Because people have helped you and you feel mm-hmm. that kind of, not that you have to pay anything back, but you, mm-hmm. you want to pay it forward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think so. They basically so there's nothing really nice we can show you.
No.
So they're gonna go and Tiffany's like, well, you know, we're in Maryland. We barely leave our doors locked. Connie says that's not gonna happen in South Africa.
Teddy's just over there sucking his lips like he got a popcorn, like she's got a popcorn kernel in it. You know, just kind of.
So
not
she's like,
gonna go
the
well,
first
boss.
Thing I should tell you is the complex is electrified, and she's like, what happens if Daniel touches it? I have two words for you, Don't touch.
Don't. Okay. She was all concerned about that. I'm like, this is some city girl shit.
You know what?
Y'all, we grew up with
I
fences.
I had an electric fence. My mom says, don't touch the damn electric fence, son.
And you know what? He touched it. Because
did,
that's what
you
do.
And it knocked me back. And then I learned.
My friend Joey peed on it and went up his penis.
That did not happen.
He did. I saw him do it. And I must say, I was kind of happy at 11 years old to see a dick. It wasn't mine.
And 2831 was the part where we talked about I was happy to see a dick where Joey peed on the electric fence.
It's truth. What was his last name? I don't remember. He had dark hair and was kind of
no
handsome.
No one gives a shit.
He cussed a lot.
He'd probably be happy to leave his name out of his mouth.
He was the one told me that Rod Stewart had cum pumped out of him. And I told that story to my dad. Remember that one? Got in trouble for that.
Y'all, we discovered that everyone had one of those stories. For me,
urban legend.
Yes. That someone had cum pumped out
of
their
stomach. What was yours?
It was some other guy. I feel like George Michael or something like that.
Have I told you lately I'm Rod Stewart? Anyway.
So they're seeing this one apartment.
Yes.
They have the burglar bars.
The burglar bars.
And she's like, well, you know what? If they want to come in, they're going to come in.
And then shit gets real. And they're saying, we can put Daniel down here. And that's when Teddy speaks up and says, don't think that's a good idea, putting the kid on the bottom level.
I would never have my child on the bottom level.
Teddy says, they probably should think of like a secret code or a sign or some type of protocol. So when the burglar comes in, they can let the child know upstairs to run to a panic room and hide.
Yeah, I feel like
this is some shit.
They're a lot more street smart than Tiffany is.
Oh, yeah.
What are you looking at like you...
I'm just turning you up a little bit. I want to.
I've asked you to turn me up the whole show.
It's fine.
You know
fine.
Why? Because I just don't want to scream into the mic like you do. And she does say, and Ronald says, well, you know, if we are in the middle of the complex and someone will come running if you scream.
If you scream. Yeah, even Connie says, if you scream loud enough, they'll hear you, mate.
So if you're getting murdered, scream until they cut your throat. Basically.
That'll work.
Are you putting on more makeup?
It's just some lip gloss, y'all. I'm obsessed with my new Clinique Black Honey.
And it's got a color, so it looks like he's been sucking on a baboon's ass.
Lips feel good, though.
Anyway, so they get home, and they hate, and Tiffany's like, that was a really terrible place we saw today. And then Ronald's kind of defending it and saying, it's okay. It could be worse. And she's always like, but if my son isn't happy, we're moving back.
However, I just want to offer something before you said this. They're having this conversation while Daniel is sitting there listening to
them. Yeah, it's bad. They always do that.
Literally, they're talking about how unsafe it is in front of Daniel.
Well, that's Tiffany's thing. She doesn't realize she's 27 years old. She just thinks Daniel's almost a young adult.
He's not.
Even though he's like 8.
He's going to go to bed and wonder, am I going to wake up in a prison or whatever, or a cage or a scary place?
But see, they kind of grew up together. She and Daniel grew up together.
They did. But this is where we're having doubts. Also, y'all, there was like a light fixture just hanging off that wall in that fucking apartment. But we're seeing Tiffany is starting to have doubts and being like,
yep.
I think I could have a much better quality of life in America.
Well, the thing is,
she's already pregnant, by the way.
Probably.
I think she's already pregnant.
She finds out soon after this. Spoiler alert. Because they're already making a baby.
Yeah.
Because what else? What else are you going to do?
And that girl looks just like Ronald.
Ronald, yeah.
Ugh. Hopefully she grows out of it. Yeah, Ronald would not be
Ronald's
pretty in
big
drag.
South African potato face.
It's true.
He's got like kind of like Elizabeth potato face,
which looks good on a man.
Yeah,
but on a baby,
nope.
Like their baby kind of looks like on Labor of Love, where they took the two people and made their face for a baby.
Well, it's kind of like people talk about Elizabeth Andre's baby being really cute. I think that baby looks like her dad.
I have to Chuck. Look. Have to look.
Yeah.
Made in the USA. That's Chuck for you.
Oh, y'all. Oh. That family is such
y'all
garbage.
Y'all came for his USA hat. Y'all fucking came for it, and I loved
it. I hated
it
too.
Anyway, so yeah. So basically, then Daniel says, well, we can get a proper alarm system. It's just a few $100
She's
a month.
Like, what are you? She's like, we don't have the money. He's like, are we going to have to skimp on food to have an alarm system?
So anyway, y'all, Tiffany's having doubts.
And he's really pushing staying in South Africa.
He is.
South Africa.
Because they don't know, because y'all take a drink every time you hear it. Because of Ronald's criminal history, we don't know if she's going to be able to get back or not.
He's never going to come to America.
I feel like he did get approved.
Really?
I think he did get approved. I think he's coming over.
It's amazing. Probably white people get approved.
Well, that's, Binium's not going
to. Binium's never getting here.
He's not getting over here, y'all.
I'd also like to say, in the subject of Binium, on the season two of The Other Way, someone said, because I talked about seeing his first wife and his marriage dance in the marriage video. One woman on the Sister Squad went, "I'm coming for you, Jake Anthony, because that bitch ain't a dancer." And I went back and I'm like, oh my God, you're right. Her feet are terrible. Her arms are awful. She thinks she's a dancer.
Ah.
She wasn't a dancer. She also did sing as she was going down the aisle.
Oh.
It's the worst type of wedding.
Was it good singing at least?
You didn't hear about it because they were playing some video. It's like, "I knew I was in love with you," over and over again. "I was loving you.
You put your baby inside me." "And then I spit it out of my stuff."
Okay.
Are we ready?
Okay. So we move on to Fran. You ready to do this, Fran? I think my favorite way is how you look around the room before you say, "Paul."
I really do. When we
don't know, you can't see. Come to one of our live shows when we can see people again.
We really inhabit these characters. It's true.
My posture changes when I do Paul.
When you were Tim, you morphed into Tim. And I'm talking about both Tims. The Golden Retriever and Tim.
Jeez, Nick.
You even kind of talk out of your side of your mouth like he does.
You got to talk out of the side of your mouth.
Jeez, Nick. Both Tims do that.
Yeah. The funniest thing about that character who says, "My Lisa."
You still got to message Veronica back.
That character is ridiculous.
He is.
That person, and someone did post
He's like an extra from Hee Haw who just came.
Someone did post the human equivalent of a boiled, unseasoned chicken breast.
It's true.
Totally appropriate.
But with a big dick.
Yeah, he's got a big dick, unfortunately. Yeah. Sadly.
Sadly.
"My Lisa." So, Paul and Karini, friend, we're getting settled in our new house, Karini.
Settling. Y'all, he's like,
"I'm out trying to find work in my bulletproof vest.
And I got you some fruits, you know, this weird, weird, guava. Really, really, really freaky exotic fruit you like."
Guava.
It's guava, y'all. It's.
You got a snow cone.
Get that at your Tom Thumb in the summer.
And he's trying to find work, and Starcy says, "Didn't go good.
Didn't go good. Didn't go well." Y'all, he's in a fucking bulletproof vest walking around
town of jeans, friend.
Jobby, friend.
You speak English?
English?
Friend.
English.
Friend, are you English. looking for a little hand?
Job?
You looking for some part-time help?
Worky?
I can help you.
Worky? I'm handy. I can do a handy job. I can do a hand job. Do you need a handy job?
At one point, he just walks into a bar and says, "Blah, blah, blah, trabajo." And the woman just looks and says, "I don't understand anything you're saying."
She's like, "No me gusta," but in Portuguese.
Y'all, he gives this off of a crazy person.
Oh.
If he walked into your, you would say, "This is someone who's going to put a bomb in my store." You would know that immediately.
No matter where you're from, you would know he was crazy.
And I wrote down, so he gets back and he's like, didn't have too luck on a job. I'm really kind of pissed off about it.
And he says, "Nobody knows English." And Karini's
like, she's like, "You learn Portuguese." Portuguese. Like, "Portuguese is hard. Portuguese
which
is really Karini hard."
Which Karini shots back, "English is too, Paul."
Yeah.
And she's learning English.
He's like, "You know, I think I might, if I would just teach here, I could just teach English at the house." And can you imagine Paul as your English teacher?
But that is something I wondered. Why doesn't he? There probably are people that are interested in teaching English. Why doesn't he teach English?
All right, here we go. Friend, the word is, because also you have to speak Portuguese as you're teaching English. You can't just do everything
true,
in English.
However, though, that's not fully true, because it depends on the country you go to. But like, I have two friends that they do not speak Korean, but they just went to South Korea for 2 years.
For an immersion?
To speak English. Yeah. So they're going to learn Korean, but when they go there, they start teaching.
But they probably don't start teaching immediately.
I don't know how that, y'all, because you know we've had some sissies that have done that. Come at us. Do you teach immersion and you don't know the other language? How does that work?
I think there are. I mean, when I've done foreign study, and I did German immersion, No one spoke any English. You were just occasionally some stuff that you were read had it, but they just spoke German to us the whole time. I already knew some of it though.
Yeah. And just to clarify, yes, he had a German orgy where they just said Das Boot Sex. And he also studied German immersion. But either way,
German immersion was the gay bar that I frequently frequented. German immersion.
And you know what? And either way, be proud of Poodle. He was proficient.
You know, you can. And strangely enough, when you suck a duck in German, it's the same as English.
German guys know how to fuck.
You know, this was in Austria, so I'm not sure. I've had sex with German guys, and you're right. It's not consistent for German men. It's just not. They're just kinky. They're too weird.
Mm.
Or they'll all get weirdly cerebral on you.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never got that far. I just got next.
So anyway, so Paul and she's
I wanted to ask you. I'm sorry. Before we go on, so it's not just Paul being stupid. Do you think it is a calculated move on Paul's part not to learn Portuguese?
I don't think his idea is that he's an American. He doesn't have to.
So I think it's. Yeah, but I think it is. He doesn't want to learn Portuguese.
He sees it as
his end game is she's always going to come to the best country in the world, America.
Yeah, I believe
so
that.
So why would he lower himself to her language?
I don't know if it's a question of that or he thinks that's just like he doesn't want to bother with it.
Yeah.
He can get by on his English because in America, there's this kind of idea that when we go to other countries,
they'll
we just
speak
kind of
English.
Like shout English at people. They'll kind of look at us and go, oh, I see what you're saying.
Come at us if you thought that. And then you got to a foreign country and we're like, I'm
now,
fucked.
Now, I will say that can happen in places like a lot of times if you're in like France, Italy, Germany.
That happened to you in China.
Yes.
They did not know.
I will say in China, you like even if you're in a hotel, unless it's the biggest cities, they don't know English. And you say something to them and they look at you like, you better know any Chinese.
And you're just pointing and praying as Alicia says.
Yeah. And a lot of times, though, but because of Google Translate, though, you can kind of figure it out by the end of it. But it's still difficult.
Did you do that where you talked into the phone and it translated for you?
Sometimes.
Was it pretty good?
I could get by enough. With my Chinese, I could say, here's what I need, or I would, I could write it down, or I could get by almost all the time. With restaurants, you could point and there were pictures, or one way to say is, do you have something with like beef and noodles? And then they would bring you something, and it was super easy. And you'd order like the simplest thing, or say, bring me your best dish. That's one of the things you would say.
Mm.
Yeah. Unlike on Grindr, when everyone spoke English, you could just say cock.
They all spoke English.
You all speak cock.
Boy, it really is amazing. You can't get Google, but Grindr works in China. That's saying something, isn't it?
Yeah, Google, y'all, is blocked by the Chinese government. Grindr is blowing the fuck up.
You know it,
and you guys, homosexuality is heavily frowned upon in China. So, yeah, it's not illegal, but like you'll hear like Chinese people are like Chinese upper political people saying we don't have homosexuals like they say in Russia.
Yeah, they do.
Check out Grindr. You'll find some. Or maybe those people are just confused.
Maybe.
They think they're on a site about grinding meat.
So she comes at him with it. Paul said, well, I did. And she said, Paul?
No college?
Did you go to no college?
I studied Spanish and sign language. She's like, do you
Spanish?
Speak Spanish? I took it. I don't remember any of it, Cranny, friend. I loved that.
And then,
Spanish and Portuguese are close, you guys.
They're close. I mean, Portuguese is way harder.
It is.
But
it's mostly the verb.
It's a very hard language,
yeah.
I've heard.
It's irregular. A lot of things are irregular. That's why it's hard.
Like English.
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone came at us because I said French was an easy language. And for me, French was the, you know, it's not true. Italian was the easiest foreign language that I worked into.
For any, I didn't do as much as
Spanish
you did.
Spanish is kind of similar to Italian in that way. But French is probably the upper level. It's probably above, but French was my first foreign language. So it's the one that I found easiest.
Yeah, Italian was my easiest.
German is a, like English, has a lot of
German
irregularities.
German was hard for me.
But the German grammar is in some ways very similar to English.
It was easier for me to say it.
Except for verbs. Yeah.
Nerds.
I know.
Anyway, y'all, I think it's time. I think it's time for an iconic scene in 90 Day
Fiancé. We've been waiting on this
Day
one, y'all.
When Paul goes into the hut, y'all.
The shed.
And I think this is time for a 90 Day Theater, gays theater. Don't you, Poodle?
I think it is. I need to look that up.
We do. We never play it, but we should.
So
Patrick, make a button for us.
So, you guys, Paul is complaining about Karini not respecting him and him trying to find, and then she's coming at him, as
yes.
it were. All right, I'll be playing the role of Paul. Maddie will be playing Karini.
The Karini. So, and scene. So, Paul, no job? No work?
Karini, I've been trying my best. I feel very attacked right now, and my breathing's getting faster.
Paul,
where's my mother's hair?
Paul, not my problem.
No.
Not my problem.
You're poking at me.
Paul? No worky? No, we need money.
I need to go somewhere. Where can I go? I want to go where people know my name. Oh, my God. I need to go. Oh, God, there's a shed. I need to go and sit down. Calm. I just need to think about right now.
Paul!
One. Two, three, four, five, six. Calm. Where's my mother's hair? I'd give anything for my mother's hair.
Milwaukee.
And her soft caress on my cheek, friend. Here I am in lower level housing. What am I going to do? You want a day of the world today? Makes everything you got, friend. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot, friend. Calm. Wouldn't you like to get away to that shed?
Paul!
Because sometimes you want to go. This is the second version. Dip wasn't prepared to sing the second verse.
Paul!
This is some kind of pop song. Don't really know.
Paul, I need money!
Your fiancé didn't show. Oh my God, that's like me, Karini. Here we go. Because sometimes, Karini, you want to go where everybody knows your name. And that's the shed.
Paul!
And they're always glad you came. See? It's written on the shed here.
Paul!
You want to be where people can see. Your troubles are all the same, friend. And you want to go where everybody knows your name. And that's not true, because I'm in this city and no one knows my name.
And scene.
Well done doing that quickly.
Y'all, you think this is planned and scripted?
No.
That just all came out.
He just surprised me with having to sing the entire Cheers theme as Paul. Strangely enough, I used to play on the piano, so I kind of knew. There's a lyric in it, like the shrink went off to Europe and he didn't even write. It's so 80s.
It is so 80s. Oh.
Roll out of bed, Mr. Coffee's dead. That's one of the lines. It's so, and you know why they only use the first verse.
Yeah.
Cheers still holds up, you guys.
It does.
If you haven't
still hold
seen
up.
Cheers, it's fantastic.
Carla's fucking amazing.
Ugh.
So anyway, y'all.
Where are we?
They cut to Karini. She's like,
he does come out of the shed.
Sometimes Paul's not a typical man.
He's
not going to be a good father.
He comes out of the shed and says,
he's not calm.
No, I'm in lower level housing. He says lower level housing, which is offensive. He said, you know, tell me to go. I'll go. Tell me to go. I'll go for you.
I'm not good enough for you. Am I not good enough for you? I'm not good enough for you. And she's like, Karini.
You're talking to these random guys on Instagram.
Well, first, and
you're
she
putting
says
poop
you
emojis on their. On
well,
their...
she says you don't want to work. But then he starts bringing up her.
Yeah. Every time
she
brings up something, he says that she's unfaithful.
Yes. Yeah. Every single fucking time. He's such a martyr.
He's so awful. And
he even takes off his ring.
How would you like if I talked to other random Portuguese? That's not possible.
That's not. That's not possible.
He takes off his ring. Now
she's
crying
like
in the bathroom.
The room, and she's just saying, like, I can't take this anymore. This is bullshit.
It's so weird, you guys, because we just saw an episode on Happily Ever After where Karini and Paul had one of the nicest encounters we'd ever seen them have.
Oh, they
and
did.
And they just had, they're in there with their baby. They have a baby now, of course, Pierre,
it's
who
true.
Is a gorgeous baby.
A gorgeous, gorgeous baby.
I will say, Taeyong and Perini, or, and Pierre are, for me, my two top babies. If we're going to rank them.
Taeyong is fucking gorgeous
now.
He's
a gorgeous baby.
Somebody else has a really cute baby, too, that we just watched. Oh, well, I'll think of it later.
Yep.
There's
a lot of beautiful 90-day babies.
Yeah, that's true. That is the show, everybody.
Not looking at you, Shy. Sorry. Not looking at you, Lauren and Alexi.
God.
Come for me. Y'all, I don't care if you come for me.
Can we just move on to our Patreon props?
I don't have any shame.
Y'all, let's talk about our Patreon props.
Where am I? What are we on?
And remember, we...
Didn't we just do this?
For what?
For Patreon props.
We haven't done a Patreon this week. It just feels like
it. It feels like we just did it.
Did we?
I don't know.
Well, we're on W and X.
I guess we didn't. X. Oh, God. Here we are
W and X
again.
Here
we
are.
We may have to choose someone who, like a random letter for X, because there are not that many X's. I'll choose X.
All
you can choose
my
W.
My X's live in Texas.
Let me see it.
Well, hold on. I'm looking. I'm pulling it up.
Why does it take so long?
Because I need a new iPad. It's really slow.
Can't you just delete some of the memory?
I just don't ever use an iPad that, except for this. Although I guess I use this like
five
times a week.
Yeah, this is your work. So good job.
Okay. You can go to 90daygays.com to find all of our shiznit there. Thank you, Mary, for the letter of gay, by the way.
And come at us on Cameo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come at us on Cameo.
We're having a good friend.
We're having a good friend.
Good friend. I'm still Paul right now, you guys.
Do you want to be... I'll let you be W so you don't have to choose X.
I was going to volunteer.
Oh, do you want to be X?
Well, fine. You just go first.
Okay, fine. Okay, we're pulling up. Here we go.
And then I'll look at mine.
All right. I'm going to do... double your pleasure. Y'all, this Patreon prop, boy, my computer is really slow. I love it. A hyphenated name. Kellyanne. Kelly hyphen Ann. Kellyanne Follis.
Okay.
Kellyanne Follis.
Okay.
It's a W, y'all. Rhymes for Follis. Kellyanne Follis, y'all.
I thought you were supposed to say the thing that was like you were supposed to say it was
the letter it
yeah.
was. Kellyanne Wallace, y'all. We're just not gonna do this.
How do it's I make this go back?
Bellyanne? No, Kellyanne Wallace. We're just fucking doing it. Can you figure this out?
I got it.
Okay, y'all. Kellyanne Wallace.
How do I do the letter? Oh, there it is. There it is. You're just, your iPad's slow.
It's slow. Y'all, Kellyanne Wallace, she loves two things. She loves
cock.
No, she loves the country and she loves horses.
Oh.
She loves going horseback riding. And, you know, she grew up learning to ride horses very, very, very young. Age
okay.
of like 2, 3 years old. Her daddy and mama got her on a horse, trotting around the barn. There's pictures to prove it. Kellyanne Wallace, she, in fact,
How do I type this? I can't do it. It won't let me.
Why not? Oh, the keyboard's not starting to work, too.
Oh, great.
There you go.
Oh,
there's
my
an X
God.
For it. Y'all,
who can't I do?
I don't remember. Just pick one at this point and let me tell my fucking Gatreon story. y'all, Kellyanne Wallace, let's just get to it, okay? Y'all, at a young age, you know what our parents learned? When she likes to ride a horse, she likes to ride bareback.
Oh,
no
my.
No saddle.
Oh,
just
my.
Just put her on that horse, grabbing that mane.
Oh, my.
And going to
oh, my.
Town.
Oh, my.
And no, it wasn't sexual for her. She just wanted to feel one with the horse. Well, now, Kellyanne, she won't drive a car. However, though, it's weird, y'all, because she lives, you know, she doesn't live in Bend, Oregon. She lives in, y'all, she lives in fucking San Diego. So she's just trying to go walk down the street with a horse. It's not a horse appropriate town.
No, no.
And so she always gets citations from the other
more
police.
Of a surfboard town.
From the police people, the police women, the police men that ride horses. It says, you can't ride the horse.
Down the street.
Down the street. She says, I don't care. And so she thought, how do I make this a possibility? So, y'all, she decided to do a female version of Equus at the San Diego Theater House.
Wow, this is niche.
With real horses. And where, you know,
how
our,
did they learn their lines?
She taught all the horses their lines. She put in one horse, his name was Ted. She put one of those mouth things like Mr. Ed.
Okay.
That's why she called him Ted. And she was able to move his mouth. He did all the lines. And then she tried to fuck the horses like they
oh.
do in Equus. And
oh,
y'all,
no.
she went to jail for a couple of days. But now she's out and she realized, fuck this. I'm moving to San Juan Capistrano where they let me ride my
well,
horse
that had
in
a
peace.
Happy ending.
Literally. And that's your Patreon prop, Kellyanne Wallace.
My Patreon prop goes out to Marla XT. Marla XT.
Someone, does she have a mohawk? I feel like it.
You know, I'm going to tell you about her. Marla XT. First of all, you waylaid me, and I can't remember what I was going to say now, but thank you for that.
You did me.
Marla XT, you guys. Y'all, Marla was designed in a lab. She is 100% better. Her first model was called the Marla X. I'm going to stop this voice because it bothers me. I love changing horses in the midstream. So Marla XT, you guys, This Marla is the upgraded version of Marla X.
Her name's not Marla, by the way. It rhymes with something.
Yeah.
You didn't say that.
Sorry. Rhymes with Marla.
Yeah.
Anyway, Marla. Marla XT, she's better than the original Carla/Marla. And Carla X. And kind of like the iPhone XI. Am I making up sense? You know what? The big difference between the Marla X and the Marla XT is the Marla XT has a better camera. And so she's an Android with a much better camera in her left eye.
Oh.
Yeah.
But we're getting there. Yeah.
Her biggest wish is to be a real woman. She wants to be, but the strangest thing is, she's so lifelike that she's actually more real than a lot of the other people around. She's having emotions on a daily basis. It's like a science fiction movie.
Oh, it's like.
And she hears the birds and she feels happy. And then she'll walk around and she'll see a child and she goes, wait, did I have a child? And then we find out that Sharon memory has been implanted with another person.
Wasn't this an actual movie?
This is Westworld.
Yeah.
Someone wrote it.
Yeah.
Marla's living in Westworld, y'all. Marla XT
I'm
is living
just
in Westworld.
Phoned it in.
This took a lot. And by the end of it, y'all, Marla realizes that she is more human than everyone else around her. And she's got a magic pussy.
There we
that,
are.
That is more that is animatronic and is better than a normal pussy. More than meets the eye.
And scene.
That's Marla's
Patreon
XT.
Prop. Well, that's the show, Poodle.
I love it how you haven't seen Westworld, but that's why I had to explain that to you.
You know, I saw the first
anyone else would
I saw
have
the first
it.
Episode, and I started to watch the second episode. Boring.
You're wrong.
And people said,
you're so wrong.
No, people said, you got to watch like five episodes to get into it. And I'm like, there's too much good TV out here for me to watch five
but
episodes
acting,
to get into
the
it.
The acting and the performances were so good.
But
you're
five
wrong.
Episodes to get into something, come on.
I'm behind on the third season. I haven't seen it. People say it's a letdown, but, you know.
There you are. Anyway.
The first two seasons were absolutely incredible, though.
I like Evan Rachel Wood, though. I like her a lot.
God, she's so good.
Yeah.
And Ed Harris. Oh, my
Ed
God.
Harris Ed Harris is great.
Tandy Newton.
Oh,
Tandy
she's
Newton.
Great.
Oh, my
she
God.
She won the Emmy, didn't she?
Yes, she
By the way,
did.
Do you? Is it me or
she
is
deserves
Ed,
it.
Ed Harris hot as fuck?
Yes, he is.
Oh, man. He could get it.
Yeah. Everyone is so good.
What were we talking about?
Jeffrey Wright.
Okay, oh. This isn't IMDb, a fucking Westworld with the whole cast. Y'all, we're done.
We're
the show's done.
Fuck off. I'm going to go watch Westworld.
It's true. And if you're a lonely heart watching Westworld and you're bored, well, you're just like the rest of us because we call these people lonely hearts because we all are, right, Poodle?
Yes. And if you are sitting in a shed wishing you had a lock of your mom's hair to pet, call us.